The only thing, and I don't know how we ever go backwards, is they have to get these Final Fours out of the domes. They won't, because they just make
money. Yeah.
But it's just a.
But I think too, you have to, because it's not just the money you're making. If you go back to a stadium, an arena. Mm. Do you know how many of those seats are occupied by State Farm, by sponsor this, sponsor that? Like, it is thousands upon thousands upon thousands of seats. Mm. You go back to an arena, people can't go. You got so many comp tickets for them people, like, people can't go. That's one of the big reasons these stadiums exist for this event.
Understandable. But some of these sight lines and these views, like, why would I want to be there?
Oh, like, I have no idea.
Like, what? Like,
yeah,
we're talking about the people.
It ain't
can't
for
go.
Me.
Yeah. I can go to San Antonio. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing sitting?
It's awful
there.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand you. I hear you on that one, because
I wouldn't want to be there.
The corporations and all this other stuff, but
because corporate Jake from State Farm has my seat,
right? Right.
And then Jake from State Farm's four friends and the eight employees that came with them, and then the ad people, and then the marketing people, and then the contact people for the marketing people. And that's just the State Farm section.
They had a Worldwide WAP. He does, one of those things talking about rate my seat or something like that. And he had one. Somebody sent him one from the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this is second deck. I'm going to send it to you guys right now. I guess this is second deck, but it's not even like, it doesn't even look like it's in the rafters. But this is trash. Like why would I want to go to a basketball game like this? It's just a waste of time. And then, okay.
Oh, God.
Maybe give me the tickets, or if it's $20 ticket, cool. But I don't know if they have $20 tickets at the Final Four?
I mean, I'm sure they do. And that maybe what we just saw is in fact it.
Yeah, no, this seat is trash. Full stop.
It's like, it's okay. It's okay.
Is this like paying for the experience at a dinner?
Well, one, I'm sure that ticket was a lot less expensive. But
I mean, because you're there at the national championship.
Yeah, some people might just want to be in the arena. Or the stadium. They just want to be there. They want to be a part of it. They want to be a part of the festivities.
When is it coming to Las Vegas again?
Is it scheduled?
Maybe. Maybe not. I thought it was, but I could be wrong. That's the closest West seems to get. I remember hearing about this. SoFi, they can't have it there because it's not considered a dome. Because they have openings it's way above everything, but they have openings, so they can't play a basketball game there. They can't
in
play
in case the wind game, blows,
I guess.
Okay,
it's so ridiculous. They should bypass that rule. But
now it's ridiculous until the wind blows and
throw up a couple tarps.
The cheapest ticket right now on Ticketmaster for tonight's game in this 300 section, which I barely even see the 300 section on this map.
Right.
Is $150.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Section 307, row 26. You know that's high up.
Yeah, but think about, oh gosh, man.
Sitting with Sting up there.
Is that a resale ticket or a standard ticket?
It's a verified resale.
Okay, so that's somebody's ticket that they're probably either trying to, if they're not trying to make money off of it, they're at the very least trying to break even because of the fees with Ticketmaster to sell their tickets. So it's up above face value. So you're probably looking at something closer. It still sounds like expensive. What'd you say, 100 and what?
150.
Yeah, maybe it falls.
Is there
a
way to
lower.
Take off the verified resale?
There is.
Maybe it's in the filters.
Yeah, but there might not be any.
Yeah.
Which is a bottle of wine for KC.
It is. It's two glasses.
It's facts.
Two Two glasses for our guy right there.
Hey, I drank wine for 10 straight hours on Saturday.
Drank wine for 10 straight hours?
Yeah.
How was that? In the cave?
No, I wasn't. Well, half of it was in the cave.
Oh.
We did some wine tasting on Saturday.
What was the place that you were at?
The Meritage.
The Meritage.
And in Napa. Very nice resort and spa. Uh-huh. Saturday, we
drank wine time. In the cave. It sounds wonderful.
It was good.
I believe it.
But we just went to one of the little... The resort had some little wine tasting places there, and we had time to kill. We didn't have to drive nowhere, so like, let's do a little wine tasting. They gave us like, I thought it was gonna be like 4 different wines. It ended up being like 6.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to stumble back over there and get dressed for the wedding. And then the wedding during the reception. Shout out to the Knoxes.
So the wedding was Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Shout out to the Knoxes, man. Shout out to my man, Alan, my girl, Shantae. Alan, the Bears fan. Mm-hmm. He got married over the weekend. Beautiful, beautiful wedding. But when now we're in the cave and during the reception, you know how they sometimes, like the servers, they look, oh, you're low on water. They come bring you some more water. That's what they were doing with wine. Oh, you're low on wine. Here, let's fill that glass up. Mm-hmm. And they did that about... 3 or 4 times for me. So, and it was, you know, like I said, I'd be sipping. So nothing happened to me, but there's a lot of wine.
You should have had some popcorn with it. You would have been cooking.
Probably should have.
Man, I guess it was a great weekend for love. Our man, Chris Biederman.
He did, man. Shout out Chris Biederman, man.
His wonderful wife, Leanne from KCRA, got married and, had a funny moment where Chris texts me. He was like, hey, we're getting together like after the wedding and we're going to be at Bar West. Mm-hmm. If you want to pull up. I was like, oh, that's nice. Like, all right. Like Chris and I are friends. We're not super close. So it's like, yeah, that's nice. And then like, yeah, what time you guys be there, man? I'd love to come see you. It's about 10 o'clock. We'll probably be a little late. All right.
Come on, man. You got this. You should hit me up. Like, you got this. Come on.
So mind you, this was Saturday. This was the day of the Lodi Wine Festival.
True.
Where we were drinking wine all day.
Yeah.
So get home. Make dinner. Like, all right. Gonna have to take a nap. Fell asleep literally just like a few minutes. And then it was like, all right, let's do this. Let's go. All right. Go see our man Chris. I know Kyle's gonna be there. Like it'd be fun. I'm sure there's a few people I'll know will be there. So we leave much later than we anticipated. We get there at like 10:40. Mm-hmm. Been to Bar West once.
Okay.
With my man.
Yeah, man.
Hosted the Eagles 49ers game.
Better times.
And shout out to my man, I think it was Corey, who at the Lodi Wine Festival goes, hey, don't you host a radio show? I was like, yeah. He goes, man, I met you guys at Bar West. It was random coincidence. Like, oh, that's great. He's like, do you remember me? I was like, uh-huh. Yeah. Were you the drunk guy who was high-fiving us every 5 minutes? So we're on the outside of Bar West. This is also, we had the Uber driver from hell who didn't know where he was going. Right, he was like, I don't know. I'm just going to drop you off here. And it's like, cool. All right, man. I'll get out here. I know where it's at. Go around the corner. It was like, it's right around the corner. We're fine. So we go. We get to outside of Bar West. And it's like, all right, we got to go into Chris's wedding reception. Like, it's fine. No, or wedding after party, whatever. We get in line. You know, got the windows. You're right out front.
Mm-hmm.
Katie spots the servers. I've never seen this before because it wasn't like this on Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have clothes on. They're all in, like, lingerie.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
She was like, so this is what we're doing? I was like, I didn't know. It's like, I'm going to guess Chris's thing is upstairs and we're not a part of this.
Mm.
So we have to go through just like we're going into the club. We get to the door. And before I can say anything, the girl goes, okay, it's $20 to get in. I was like, oh, sweetie. I am not paying $20 to go party with a bunch of children. We're part of the wedding thing upstairs. She goes, oh, great. Go on up. Go upstairs. again, 10:45. Chris still isn't there. They're out taking pictures. Yeah. They're doing their thing. So we get there, and first person I obviously spot is Kyle. Mm-hmm. I'll let Kyle tell his own story, but if there are 10 levels, Kyle's on 17. He's good. And I start looking around like, we're the only ones who didn't go to the wedding. Like, everyone still has their wedding attire on. Uh-huh. And I thought, that was really sweet of Chris. He didn't want me at his wedding, but he wanted to make sure he saw me on his wedding day.
He texted the wrong person?
Well.
So.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
So, I guess, so, you know, hey, shout out Chris. Open bar and pizza. We were good.
Hey, shout out Chris. That is a very creative way to get people that didn't make the cut to come enjoy your day with you.
And to be fair, and I told Katie this on the way, I was like, no, I love Chris. Chris is a great guy. I wouldn't have paid $75 or $80 for us to come either.
Right.
Like each of us. Like, I wouldn't have done that either.
That wedding day, there are people that you really like.
Yep.
That can't make the cut.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that was very creative of him.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a last minute addition to Kenny's wedding. So like I get it.
You guys were not on the bubble of mine, by the way. You guys made the cut pretty
easily. Yes, sir. I love weddings, man. I love weddings.
Dude. Are you getting married in a cave?
No, it'll be outside.
Well, the wedding was outside, the reception was in a cave.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Cave was booked that weekend. Oh.
Cave was fire. So it got a little dusty, man. I love love, man. It got a little dusty.
Yeah, you know, like I said,
these two, I've seen them, seen their whole existence together. So to see them get to this moment and recanting stories, like I said, I'm not the close. They're people who were closer to them that have been there. But you know, I was there when he first met her, and you know, we watched the Super Bowl. We watched Falcons Patriots together over their apartment in L.A. And just years later, seeing them get to this point, it was great, man. Love weddings.
Love is a big. So he lives here now, though, right?
He lives in Walnut Creek.
Oh, okay. Oh, he is rich. Wow. Oh man, am I the poorest person you know?
No, because you're not poor at all,
man.
Not even close.
Feels like it.
Not even close.
Goodness gracious.
So, yeah.
I don't even think I'm allowed to walk through Walnut Creek.
he's doing his thing. He's doing his thing. But, yeah, we met in L.A. working at the basketball facility. And almost when I moved back up here, they had a situation where, I'm moving back up because she's from the Bay Area. So, and we just kept hanging out the whole time, man. So that's my guy, man. Salute to him. Salute to the Noxus. Big ups to him, man. When we return, we still got to talk about our weekend because you said there was a hard release?
What the hell?
Hey, what? That's way worse than what I said.
What he said?
That is way worse than what I said.
Flag.
What did he say?
Tag, first of all,
that's just gross.
I don't even think I'm gonna.
What is wrong with you?
What did he say? He said,
I don't know.
I thought that's what he said.
I didn't say that.
To hell, what?
I didn't say that.
The hell does it even mean? What could that even mean?
Bro. That's what he said. Go back to hour one. That's what he said.
Oh, this show is
hard
done.
Launch. Man, bruh.
Well, hey, come on now.
Hey,
come on.
You need a timeout.
Yeah, that was crazy.
We'll be back. It's D'Lo and Isaiah Stewart over here. He's just picking up personal fouls.
What
everywhere.
Did you say Damian had to do? What did
I
you tease?
Well, now that I know he didn't say it, I'm not going to say it again.
I can't believe you said it the first time.
Well, I thought that's
pretty,
what he said.
Bro, that's pretty crazy.
The first time.
I would have said, hey, Dame, what did you say you had to tease?
Yeah, Jesse would have thrown me out if I had said that the first time. We were at the – so the payoff to that is we were at the Lodi Wine Festival. Katie and I were at the Lodi Wine Festival, and she was representing 106.5. I was, like, there with her, but it's like, oh, I'm here. I'll do some stuff for 102.5. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, she's great at social media content. All of the, you know, almost all of the content that we've done together is like, it's been like a creation of hers. The only idea I came up with that we actually filmed was it's a play on the Rock Kevin Hart videos with the two we're filming at the same time, but we're right next to each other. That was the only one that I came up with. So I was like, hey, let's film something and, you know, just tell me what you want to do and I'll do it. So we did the picture, we posted it on the stories. And so she made this reel and we're like, all right, great. You know, tagged 106, 106.5, 102.5. And it's like, all right, great. We're off and running. So we go back and we're tasting wine and we're talking to JC and Vanessa's out there and Eli, we're just hanging out and look at the phone and there's like, you know, 10, 15 notifications. Uh-huh. And I kind of looked down at it and it was like, yo, they're asking questions about like us in this video.
Okay.
I was like, well, I'm not even in the video. She goes, well, we open it and the still shot is us. And it looks like a very couple type picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts getting texts, like, because she hasn't talked about
directly now.
People. So she hasn't talked about us on her show yet.
Okay.
Only I've talked about it. And I've talked about it because this is like our crew, like our this is what we do. Her audience is much bigger. So when she says it, it's a much bigger deal. When it hits her social media thing, it's a much bigger deal. So Kevin texts her, bitch, did you guys just hard launch today?
No, come on. Wait a minute. Wait.
No, not at all. Play on.
See?
What?
See? No. See? I'm clean.
Yo, hard launch is a little wild, bro.
Hey, but throw that one in there this off season. We told over the new rules and stuff like that. Maybe we'll throw that one in there.
Hard launch is a now flaggable play.
We'll see next off season, next right. Winter meeting.
All right.
Play on right now.
But yeah, so Kevin sees what's going on.
So she winds up getting a bunch of texts. I get no texts like that. I was like, I don't even know. She had to explain what that was. I'm like, all right, like, cool. And then she goes, oh, I guess we did. And then, man, I had a whole video planned for that. Like, oh. I had a whole plan for how we were going to do this. I was like, well, we could just pass this off as a work thing. Uh-huh. That's what we thought it was.
Yeah.
So it might be too late. And then there's just like question after question. Are you guys a couple? Are you guys together? It's like,
huh? Let me review the video. Because I saw the video.
I'm not even in it. I'm legit not in the video.
Hold on, man.
You're like famous now, dude.
I'm a social climber. Like I have, my street cred amongst the 25 to 50 year old women, it's sky high right now. It is sky high.
How do we turn them into Sacramento Kings fans?
I've been trying to figure this out. Like, When you're on the radio, you're on 102.5. Yeah, I'm on ESPN too. Oh.
Maybe and that's it.
So, Katie, let's play Mary Name Upgrade. Like, it's like, yeah, like they couldn't forget about me quicker. There was a girl, a young, I don't know how old she was, at the kitchen. So at the kitchen, you sit with other people, but we sat at the bar. Mm-hmm. So we were like, there was no one like in front of us. They were just like next to us. So it was a pretty good setup because you got to just kind of be with your person. So in between courses, this girl comes running over and I see her. She's got the biggest smile on her face and I catch her and she like waves at me and like taps Katie. She goes, hey, I listen to you every day. Can we play Are You Smarter Than Katie? And Katie goes, okay. Do you have any questions? She was like, well, no. And she goes, okay. Well, who are you here with? And it was like, my mom, my such. She was like, okay, let's go over there and play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. So she went over there and did like a little show bit with them. And like Steven says, I'm finally famous because of this. It's a big deal.
This is big time. Now you can get like me and Kenny to the famous people party.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Man.
So
come on,
you bring us along now.
So like
please.
So when Katie was like, hey, we should go out and be together, I'm thinking, yeah. Unlike Kenny, who Patrick Willis is like, hey, let's take a picture. I'm thinking, this is going to help D'Lo and KC.
One of my best moments.
Yep. See,
man? You want to take a pic? No, jackass. Who are you? Oh, it's Patrick Willis.
It's Patrick Willis.
Not one of my finest moments. Damn. Sorry, P-Dub. My bad. Sorry to you guys, too, man. My bad. Damn.
Could have been hanging out with Patrick Willis at Steph Curry's party.
Yeah, and for those that did, Johnny G, that's so great. That would be like someone running up to me and going, can we play pocket watching?
Oh, man, good time. Well, the hard launch took place. Our launch.
It took place. Right. Unknowingly took place.
Kenny's really looking for that flag.
You just looked for a reason.
I made sure I got it right. I didn't want to get flagged. Because I got flagged unjustly before.
You got your 16th technical. You're one game suspension at this point.
Unfairly got teed up. They're going to review that one. You're going to review that one, man. They'll rescind it. They'll rescind it. Hey, real quick. James Hamm at 3 o'clock?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I really have.
Mondays and Wednesdays.
I really have no control over this show anymore. No, he's dealing with the airport issue with his son.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'll just say it anyway, because if not, we'll talk about Kings anyway. Vamos Gigantes.
Oh man.
Vamos Gigantes. Let's go.
Okay.
In the West, first place. 8-1, 7-game winning streak. We ain't playing. We got that bum out of here, and now we cooking. Now we back to playing baseball. Got that bum out of here.
What were they playing before?
Yeah.
They were playing Tetris.
It's not going to get it done, I'll tell you that.
Well, no. You know what? I don't want Willy Adames because his Vazorp just doesn't match up with the Grzurk. That bum out of here. Time to go to work now. Buster back in charge. We back at it. Hey. Hit the sound. Want everybody to know. We back up. Put the word back out.
Oh.
We back up. You understand me?
Okay. Yeah.
We back up.
Well, why do you want me to hit the sound if you're just going to do it?
Go ahead.
I want you to put the word out there that we back up. You understand me? We back up.
Was this expected?
No, not this hot, this soon.
So
I thought they would be, going into the season, I thought they'd be a fringe playoff team. And I'm having fun. They might still be a fringe playoff team. But I thought they would be better than they were last year. They could, you know, they could contend. Like, go into September with the chance to make the playoffs. Now I feel a little different about it. I feel like, I don't know if they're going to, I'm not picking them to win the West. But I think they could comfortably,
you got it.
Get into the postseason.
Okay. So obviously this is going to slow down because this is crazy what they're doing.
I don't know. That's your opinion.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, 7 in a row, 8-1 to start the season.
I mean, a couple of walk-offs over the weekend.
Yeah, they had one on
the home opener. Yesterday,
yeah. Oh, man. Damn. Prayers up to my man from the Mariners. I didn't even get the official diagnosis because I didn't want nothing to do with that. I think he broke his forearm going for a play. And it, like, so the killer was, like, I was going between that and the Kings game. I go back to the Giants game, and they've got the cart. And he's holding his arm, and they're carting him off the field. And I was like, oh, no, that must have been bad, right? So it was a reviewable play. So they had to keep playing the replay because they're like, yeah, this play is under review. And the TV kept playing the replay, and I think he's diving in the right by the right field wall.
Mm-hmm.
He jumps over, and there's like the little deck that they have out there where you can watch games on that wall, but it's in foul territory.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might have slapped his arm up against one of the bars, and he gets it and immediately starts. He catches the ball, holds his arm, gets the ball out of his glove, and just like kind of rolls it from right field. And he's just like, immediately like, oh, it's like I didn't look at it, but mm-hmm. like, oh man, this is terrible. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, mm-hmm. big up Storm. It was a great play, mm-hmm. but unfortunately, man, it Victor Robles, thank you, Zay. Zay trying to get back on that.
Zay didn't do anything wrong. Zay literally went to work one time on a Friday at like 3:50.
Zay trying to get back into the standings, but yeah, that was tough to see. But to your point, I think the next batter,
oh God, here it is,
was
right here.
Was Wilmer Flores, and they got the walk off. So yeah, they're doing their thing right now. They really are.
Oh, that is a hell of a play. Oh God. Mm. Bless it.
It's not a, you know.
So it's not. A so it doesn't. So you don't, yeah, yeah, yeah. You it's not a. It's on, nothing but, like that.
But you just feel.
But
the
you
pain
see, yeah, like you see it like immediately. Like I've never seen someone hurt like an arm, hand, mm-hmm. like a below the elbow extremity and fall to the ground the way that he did. Mm. Like he, oh man, that brother, goodness gracious,
yeah, that was tough. So, like I said, they I think they reviewed.
So, what are they reviewing?
I think if he caught it, because I think it was Willie Adames, he ended up going, or it was Matos, one or two, they end up going to third.
Well, cause he drops the ball. He drops it at, yeah. like, when he goes to the ground, he, it's like football, he completed the process.
Right.
And then he clearly, like, loses mm-hmm. strength and couldn't let the ball, yeah, yeah, the ball drops, and he throws it in or whatever.
So I think Matos or whoever it was might have scored or got to third, and after the review they made him go back to second, I believe it was. And so yeah, they had to, well, the play's under review, and good old NBC Sports Bay Area, well, this is what they're looking for, and every time just every I'm like, all right, I'm not watching this, I'm cool. And once again, it's not like that, but
yeah,
you know,
no,
something
it's not
happens,
yeah, yeah,
so.
Yeah, he is uncomfortable for sure. Yeah, hell of a job by your Giants, man. That's spectacular. I saw the walk off was that Friday? Is it the home mm-hmm. opener on Friday?
Yeah.
And then I caught this one late. Or not late. I caught it last night after the Kings game. Good for the Giants, man. Yeah. That I mean the Padres are here this week, which is a weird sentence to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are. The Padres are here in Sacramento this week.
Well, then that's a whole nother thing. I wonder if the little I'm not trying to go to war with nobody, right? Because I like my people out there. We be on the same page a lot of time.
Uh-oh.
But I'm gonna just say, little Bay Area media.
Oh,
are they gonna come out here and continue their team that they didn't even care about when they were in Oakland? They didn't even care about the A's. Nobody even covered the A's. They did not care about the Oakland A's. But, oh, let them come to Sacramento, and that's my guy. It's probably not going to sound like it, but that's my guy. But let Ben Ross spend the whole 3 days here talking about how much of crap this place is and a minor league ballpark. Bro, you didn't even care about the A's. You a Giants dude. Y'all all be in San Francisco all the time. But they come out here, and they got to do all that. All right, it's cool. It's cool. I wonder if they're going to keep it going. So we'll see what happens. They got a home stand this mm-hmm. week. They got the Padres for three and then the Mets for three over the weekend. Then just come back and crap on it. And then, like I said last week, it's a minor league stadium at the end of the day. You could dress it up as much as you want or much as you can. It's still a minor league stadium. So I understand the players not being used to having to play in a minor mm-hmm. league facility, you know, mm-hmm. especially the visiting players. I get all that. But the Bay Area media that came down here for that first series, and
I don't think they're going to keep coming down here, to be honest with you. Like, what are y'all coming down here for? I mean, we already saw, I know, you know, attendance was focused on a little bit last week, but the number of, and I guess I understand the intrigue mm-hmm. of media credentials, like, plummeted. It was like 150 mm-hmm. that first game. That's why I remember you get a little snug. Yeah, it's like, go now. It's right. Probably not. Because right. I think the number, and I can't even venture a guess what article I saw this in, but it was like 150, and then it was like 40 the next game.
Right.
So that's still a lot, because obviously that's more than me, you, Matt, George, Kyle. Right. Like that. That's,
Rivercats
that's,
ain't that's, seen that.
Yeah, in, that's a lot a of time. That's a lot of people. So maybe there are a Bay Area person or two that will be people here for the San Diego series.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big series. There'll people be here for the Mets this weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, those are
Pete Alonso and all those guys, and a lot of Mets fans all over the place.
Yeah.
So it'll be dope. But I just noticed that in the first series, and I just look, they're media people, and they're gonna do what they need to do. It's a story out in the Bay Area. But for a group of individuals who rarely, if ever, cared about the Oakland A's to come down here and just make their sole mission was to crap on that first weekend.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Absolutely.
That was their job. Absolutely. And it's like, all right, man, you did what you had to do. Hopefully you don't.
And look, the first weekend wasn't perfect.
No, yeah.
But writing about it as if it was supposed to be, mm-hmm. like that could be a brand new Major League Baseball stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't going to be perfect.
Right.
Every stadium that has ever opened didn't have a perfect opening weekend.
And even with like some of the stuff that they had a problem with is like media stuff. Like I'm definitely, we took our jokes and, you know, talked about the Shed and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What Oasis and Nico care about the Shed for?
Mm-hmm.
They out there trying to enjoy the game. Like that's a media thing. So them getting jokes off about that and complaining about, don't nobody care. Nobody cares about that. The facilities for the players, I understand why they don't like it. You know what I mean? Or like,
sure,
this doesn't feel big league. That's the real travesty. But even me talking about media area was snug. So what? That cares. I guess
not the end of the world.
The people who were there, the fans who were there at the game, outside of it being a little chilly, which nobody anticipated, they're like, it was great. It was fine out there. And that and the players should be all that matters. The media complaining and the Bay Area media coming down here and crapping on stuff, that don't nobody care about that. I don't care where you had to. I personally, and I'm got to be a part of this sometimes, I don't care where you had to ask your questions.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Keegan Murray's out tonight,
ah,
according to the latest injury report. Keegan Murray is out. Keon,
take some Advil.
Still, yeah, well, he's still listed as questionable.
Mm.
So Keegan's out. Obviously, Laravia is still out, as we outlined earlier. He got cleared, for those that missed that, for, I think it was light on-court action, which leads me to believe they're prepping him for the play-in, because I don't know how you go from light on-court action to 5-on-5 right, to playing the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're 6 days away from the end of the regular season.
Well, maybe the Suns game is your get your legs under you game.
Well, maybe it is. Who knows who the Phoenix Suns will be by then?
Yeah, maybe that's the game before the play. Just, you know, get out there, get a feel for the game again.
I'm certainly hoping. I mean, the Kings, because if we look this up, we'll look it up a million more times. Phoenix only has, who does Phoenix, Golden State, tomorrow. So the only scenario where that Denver's game, but the only scenario, like the earliest scenario in which the Kings have clinched, would be they'd have to win again tonight, mm-hmm. and Phoenix loses to Golden State.
Yeah.
That would clinch it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, magic number.
I'm going to need that to happen. Too. Yeah,
I would love for that to happen.
That would be helpful.
Because Phoenix... And by the way, Portland was eliminated with the Kings win.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Portland was eliminated.
Pour one out for TK.
You've got, for the Suns, Golden State tomorrow, OKC on Wednesday.
Mm. Oh, back to, okay, yeah. Okay.
Both at home.
So by the time they,
Phoenix.
OKC, yeah, so at some point when they're on the floor versus Denver, it could be over. Because yeah, even if they lost tonight.
They both play at 7 on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. And they lose the next two. Phoenix loses the next two.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, it almost, and things can happen, I guess, but it would almost be it almost, it's not exactly, but it'd almost be Kings losing out and Phoenix winning out. That would get them in. I'm sure there's a little variation, like Phoenix can go 3-1 or something like that, but they'd have to be as close to perfect as possible this week to knock the Kings out of that playing spot. So the hope is, and we kind of mentioned it, we joking about it a little bit, the hope is Sunday doesn't mean anything.
Of course.
That's what I'm rooting
for. I'd be great if Friday didn't mean anything.
That would be awesome, too. That would be awesome, too, man. Like, and I'm almost, we talked about it earlier, I'm almost to the point where just get in, not really tripping off where you're playing the game, you know, Dallas or Sacramento. Obviously, you would want it to be at home, but just get these guys in to play in, and I think they are the type of group where they can go into Dallas and win a play-in game. Went into Cleveland, won a game.
They did, but, so, yeah, we have no – but on a night-to-night basis, we don't know what this basketball team looks like.
No clue. No clue whatsoever.
I think there's so many games where you can point to where you're just thrown, and I think it was the last Cleveland one because that was the Cleveland-Chicago night, yep, or the Cleveland-Chicago two-game thing. They were up 19 in that game against Chicago. And you thought, man, this team really is clicking right now. And through six quarters, they were. And then they weren't.
Well, check it out. Yesterday, that, what were they up, 12 or 13? And it evaporated in like a minute and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get like 4-1s or something like that. Like, it just, and that happened against Cleveland the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got up to 13 or 14 or something like that. And then Evan Mobley went on like a personal 11-0 run.
Yeah, it was Evan. Yep.
And before the end of the quarter, it felt like it was like a 2-point game. So, end of the third quarter. So, yeah, they just, man.
They didn't have the it was like their guys, because the Kings gave up, I think, I stopped counting, 47 offensive rebounds on a single possession.
The last one?
Yeah, they just didn't, Cleveland just didn't have, they just couldn't get a guy to hit that shot.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure everyone on the floor took it twice and couldn't get one to drop.
And some wide open looks, too.
Oh, my goodness. And they just didn't have the guy to, like, really, like, okay, this is a problem. Because when Trey missed those two free throws, when Trey Lyles missed those two free throws, you couldn't have told me the Kings weren't losing.
Oh, man.
You could not have told me they were not losing.
A handful of times when I thought they were losing that game.
Because I think Donovan took the first shot.
Yeah.
I'm like, great. Great.
Kings.
I was thinking, how many ways am I going to cut Trey Lyles out tomorrow?
Missed them both.
Hey, you missed them both. Come on, man. Trey was 1-4 from the line yesterday.
Oh, man.
No, he was 2-4. Sorry, he was 2-4.
Do we,
he was 1-4 from the three-point line.
Do we think anything or feel any type of way about Monk's minutes as of late? Coming off the bench still. Yesterday.
Well.
Just not that many minutes in the second half. I think you said 9.
He did, yeah.
And wasn't in there in crunch time.
I think that was, well, he didn't play great yesterday.
Yeah.
I think that was Doug doing one of, and we've seen Doug do this before. We've got to find a way to win this game. Mm-hmm. I have three guys that are playing great right now. I have one that is doing everything on the floor. And then I have Trey Lyles, with all due respect. So I don't really know what you do with Malik.
I have Trey Lyles.
I don't know what you do with Malik in that situation.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be lost, though. He wasn't bad on Friday.
Malik,
no, yeah. He wasn't bad on Friday. Trey wasn't either, but Malik, Malik wasn't bad Friday. And I know he's had this stretch of really tough games. I don't want to ignore the fact that he had a good one because it was against Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
He played well against Charlotte. You would have liked him to see him continue that against Cleveland, but it's all good, Malik. Go beat the team that allegedly offered you more money this offseason.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Go take care of this.
Doug has also kind of snuck in that lineup change.
Yeah,
kind of snuck it in.
Well,
like he hadn't gone back.
Oh. He hard launched the new lineup.
What would KC call it?
Well.
Am I going to get a flag?
You do what you want in this league.
I ain't going to say it.
When did he make the switch? Do we remember?
Monk got hurt.
Yeah, no, Monk got hurt, but what game did he come back? Because they announced it was here.
It was Portland, I think.
So they won that game versus Portland. Okay, so they still played a few games. Because I was thinking, did Doug sneak it in right before they went on the road? And, well, Chris Biederman's getting married. He's not here. J.A.'s got to cover the A's. They're the only guys that really travel.
Yeah.
So no one's going to ask me about this. Then when I get back, what's the point?
Right. It's like the press conference.
Well, we'll come back. James Hamm might join us. Who knows? We'll Either see. Way, we'll be talking Kings basketball here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. James Hamm might join us in a couple of minutes. He might not.
Well, we'll find out together. Hey, James Hamm, well, I don't know this, but I'm assuming not in the championship matchup of the Kings Media March Madness bracket. That goes to our guy, Will Z. He's in the finals.
Let's go, Will.
Yeah. Will Z.
Let's go, Will.
Who's he playing against?
No clue.
Who's it against, got? Will? Will will let us know in just a second. I think I only made it to the second round. I think I lost the Dukes.
I was trying to monitor that. What happened to our guy, Dame? I think UMBC got him in the first round. I don't even know who he played. I was trying to find it.
That was an early upset, an early exit. It was. I voted for my guy. But it was someone where I was like, you should have got that one. When I saw it didn't happen, I was like, you should have got that.
Oh, Willsie said he's got Morgan in the final.
Oh, well, that's. Yeah. Hey, good job getting here, George Mason.
Hey, is this Duke versus Butler?
Wait, who did I lose to? Why won't anyone say it?
I don't know.
It was somebody I remember seeing. I was like, you should get him. Oh. I don't know what happened.
Got to be better.
I think at the time we were being too positive.
I also don't tweet very much. I think that's a big part of it. Well, Morgan doesn't tweet either. Of course, she is on TV every day.
Yeah. Good. Florida Atlantic. Good job, Wilsey. You gave memories that'll last a lifetime. Championship just not in your cards.
I didn't even make the NIT. It was the college basketball tournament.
The one they played for money.
Yeah. When they show on CBS Sports Network.
Oh, man. That's really cool, though. Wilsey. Part of that, Kings Media. Big ups to him, man. He's part of the national.
Get that dub. Well, he is.
Yeah.
Was he part of the 1320 coaching tree?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the respect needs to be shown for. Yeah.
Who's on our coaching tree?
Who's our coach?
Dang. Oh, us.
Yeah, you're a coach. Yeah, Dan's a coach.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Wes Wilcox.
Please don't be that.
Gosh.
Oh, man.
It's all over.
Wow.
This game is no fun anymore.
Wow.
Let's see. Who? I mean, we got Will Z.
I mean, you were Mike Brown earlier.
Well, that's true.
I'm trying to think. I'm starting with who is paid not to talk to us. Are they part of the coaching tree? I don't think so.
Well, no, the people who are. Who
they were already established.
Yeah,
so we can't put them as the
like Sam Amick's not on the coaching tree.
No.
My favorite is the guys that they pay who we would never have on the show. That's my favorite thing.
We can name names, right?
They did still. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Greg Papa was hilarious. I remember Charlie comes in here one day. Hey, yeah, they paid Greg Papa. Oh shoot, we told you no last week, Charlie.
yeah.
Oh man.
Shout out Chris Biederman. They tried to pay Chris Biederman, and Chris was like,
"All money ain't
I'm
good.
Money. I'm good. I'm good.
Tree falls in
apparently
the
they're still doing it.
Well, all right, man.
Someone's like, you could have did that for all free,
right,
brother.
Yeah, right. Man. Come on, man.
We got Will. I don't know that we have a. Will is definitely our.
Will is the only one who wasn't in the media before. Like, I don't want to say TK. TK is established before she met us. But in this region, maybe she, got a little more popular just for being on the show.
Sure.
But TK, she'd done stuff way before she met us. So Will is probably the only one who wasn't in the media, quote unquote, before he came on the show.
Will and Jesse probably are two prize draft picks.
I lied about my experience here.
Now you're a lot of people's favorite part of this show. Like, that's a shoot. I don't think you believe that. Like, you are a lot of people's favorite part of this show.
I don't really try to think about it.
Okay.
Well, no, because it's nice, but it's also like I just try to do my job.
But you do. Okay, the point is you do it very well. Yeah, people enjoy you.
That's facts.
Remember Danny's like,
if Danny doesn't.
No, Danny, legit. Danny would come and say, yeah, so I heard you have experience. Like, yeah, I have plenty of experience. I just shadowed Charlie like 2 Niner games.
Oh, yeah, man, I've been doing this.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think if there's anybody. I mean, Joe Brazil.
Leezy counts.
Leezy.
Leezy, there you go. Yeah.
Zabo?
Zabo, sure. Sure.
Well, the whole Chatty House after party.
Yeah, they're cooking.
They got a show.
Yeah, well, they do. They do. Manny and Dr. David and Katrina.
Oh. Well, somebody else on the coaching tree. I don't know if he might be on the S list right now. I don't know. I ain't even going to say his name.
I guess throw that one in the chat and the text in the group message. Ooh. And yeah, I don't know.
It got crazy the other day. I was like, oh, I ain't going to say it. I ain't going to say his name.
Who?
Text it, yeah.
Why do you do this all the time? Who are you talking about?
Text it so Damien.
Don't bother texting it because I'm just going to say it out loud.
Text it so Damien could say it in a minute.
I'm going to say it out loud.
It's part of the coaching tree.
Okay.
Look, Bryce knows.
Oh, Ramsey. No, Ramsey,
that's
no.
Not a coaching tree,
I don't think so. Ramsey's been doing his own thing Ramsey's been doing his thing for a while.
Yeah, but he's
he never played on.
He's got a head coaching gig.
Nah, that's like when Santino came out the stands to become Intercontinental Championship. Kind of a plan. He did that at 11:40.
Yeah,
he's got a head coaching gig now.
All right, that's fine. No, we take credit for Ramsey. Credit,
yeah, absolutely.
Katrina better, but we take credit for Ramsey.
Yeah, Katrina's Chad House after party.
I mean, Young Zell low key a part of the coaching. Young Zell told us he was not going to make music anymore. Mm. And then we started doing Drake bars, and Zell's like, I'm going to get in on this. Could you imagine if Zell stopped rapping?
That'd be crazy. Could you imagine if we didn't have Light the Beam?
Light the Beam, all them.
Come on now.
I mean, watching these reels where Zell just out there dancing at the mini. Like, Zell is happiness.
Yes.
Like, he don't rap. Like, yes. Zell is just a naturally happy person.
Yeah. Shout out to my man, Young Zell. My bad, I couldn't get the mini mansion, man. I was out of town, man. I didn't realize it was the same weekend, man. But I know you killed it. I'm ready for the next one, dog.
Aldo B brings up a great question. Damn, I'm sorry you don't have a picture with him. Like, is Casey maybe part of Dave's coaching tree? Coming up in the game.
Good question.
Come on.
Good question. Is KC a part of Carmichael Dave's coaching tree?
You don't got a picture with KC before, right?
No.
Before the show, I don't either.
I'm not.
KC
I'm
was
not.
Just coming up, calling shows and all that.
I'm not. Well, I don't think he had
didn't
a
call
show.
My show.
I don't think he had a show.
She had a picture.
I think at that time he didn't have a show.
I've had shows since 2001.
I did.
How many times did you call the lowdown?
Wow.
I didn't call it a lowdown, but I DM'd Damien.
Okay.
When?
I DM'd you. Actually, it wasn't the radio show. It was for the podcast. Mm-hmm. It was after, shout out to my city, when they shut that Kings game down.
Yeah.
They said, we ain't watching basketball tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Big ups. Mm-hmm. And then you and Doug, and was it somebody else?
Ken?
Might have been Ken.
I don't know.
Had a podcast about that night.
Yeah.
And I was like, y'all, I love the episode, man. Y'all killed that, man. Keep doing what you do. And he was like.
It's Barry.
Barry.
That's who it was. Barry. It was Barry. Yep. Yeah. Barry,
I was like,
Axis.
Man, keep doing what you do, man. Salute to you. He's like, get the hell away from me, kid. I was like, respect. Respect.
Who would Matt George's.
He's got to go to.
He's 11:40s, but it's like he didn't really develop there. Like, what's a player like that had all the potential, but you just didn't develop him?
All right, wait, who's the NBA equivalent here?
He might be on the Jason Ross coaching tree.
Well, yeah,
but no,
we're going station to station. Yeah, we're going.
So who
had all the potential in the world and just didn't get any play time?
Who's the NBA equivalent of that?
But then got to another team and blew up. That's Matt.
This is a little old school and it's regional. But is he Gerald Wallace?
No, Matt.
Gerald Wallace for All Star team.
Yeah, Matt's better than Gerald Wallace, I think. Yeah, I think
Gerald Wallace for an All Star team.
I know, but I think Matt's better than a one time All Star.
I mean, he is, but we haven't seen this too many times in life.
Matt, is Matt Andrew? No, I don't want to call him Andrew Wiggins because like Wiggins did get a title, but like Wiggins got his shot. He's James Harden. He's James
there
Harden.
There you go.
Yeah, shout out, Paul. Shout out,
Yeah.
Matt George is James Harden. That's a good one.
Johnny. Oh. Or who just did it? That's a good one, too. Jaylen? I like James. Yeah, Jalen
Brunson.
They disrespected
him. That's true, yeah.
Didn't want him no more. Kicked him to the curb. Said he wasn't worth this and that. And then start cooking.
Maybe that is, yeah.
Okay. I think they're those are both good.
Those are the both.
James Harden's probably a higher version of Brunson, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he did go on to win an MVP. Like, James Harden is.
Does it matter that they traded James, though?
Well,
he's Jalen.
They just say, yeah, Jalen, just walk.
Yeah.
Just walk.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Matt George is Jalen Brunson.
Yeah. I think he'd rather be Jalen Brunson. Even though James Harden is one of the greatest players to ever play the game, don't let anybody tell you different.
Well, no one's arguing that. He's very good.
Still haven't got an apology.
From who?
From you guys.
You should. You know what you should do? You should wait.
He's going to win all NBA.
You should wait forever for that apology.